of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to study together the Word of God for mutual encouragement.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们一起来查考圣经，来互相勉励。
Listen to Jeremiah.
我们请翻开耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书第二章。
Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书第二章。
Verse 21.
二十一节
21,
二十一节
2:21,
二章二十一节
Yet I had planted you a noble vine, seed of highest quality. How then have you turned before me into the degenerate plant of an alien vine?
然而我栽你是上等的葡萄树，全然是真种子。你怎么向我变为外邦葡萄树的坏枝子呢？
This is a question posed by the Almighty God.
这是由神所问这百姓的一个问题。
And this question, we can see, God is definitely at the time not very happy, of course.
那从这个问题，我们可以看得出来，神非常的不高兴。
Oh, because people in the eyes of God are actually considered as vine,
因为这百姓在神的眼中是葡萄树。
This is very clear in the Bible.
这是在圣经里面非常清楚的记录下来。
But however, there are two kinds of vine trees.
但是这里有讲有两种不同的葡萄树。
One is a noble, one is alien.
一个是上等的，一个是外邦的。
Planted.You a noble vine. That planting is of course by God.
那这个栽，当然是由神亲手所栽种的。
And to plant, there must be a seed.
那在栽种的时候，一定会有种子。
And this seed is of highest quality.
那这个种子是上等的。
We are planted by God with the highest quality seed.
那我们是由神由用这个非常上等的种子所亲自栽种的。
What does it mean?
这意思是什么？
Of course, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，意思就是经由主耶稣基督。
Paul was very clear about this message.
那保罗也清楚的这样讲。
Oh, he's very clear about this message.
他也是非常的知道这个事情。
message 信息、
嗯、
That is, he was also planted with the most honorable, highest quality seed.
因为他也是由这个非常上等的种子所栽种的。
Oh, what does it mean?
那这个意思是什么？
If we turn to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, of course we can see a very good answer.
我们如果翻开以弗所书二章第十节，这里有非常清楚的。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
以弗所书二章第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
We are planted with the highest seed. That means actually we are created.In the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们是由上等的种子所栽种的，意思就是我们是由基督耶稣里所造成的。
Two days ago, yesterday we had four people planted into the garden of God.
那昨天我们有四个人被栽种在神的花园里。
That means after they were cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
意思就是他们被神的血所洗净他们的罪。
This is the highest quality.
他们是上等的。
Because blood of Jesus is the most precious.
因为主耶稣的血是非常珍贵的。
Through the blood of Jesus, in water baptism, we are planted like a vineyard.
在洗礼的时候，借由这耶稣的血，我们被神所栽种。
But unfortunately, many people do not value are appreciated.
但是很不幸的，很多人他们并不非常珍惜这个东西。
If they do not value,
他们并不珍惜。
If they do not value, they will become an alien vine again.
如果他们不珍惜的话，他们就会再次成为这个外邦的葡萄树。
Oh, you can see from this verse, chapter 2, Jeremiah, verse 21 we read just now. How then have you turned, I mean you have changed before me, the Almighty God, into the degenerate plant of an alien vine?
就像在耶利米书这里我们刚刚所念的，就是你怎么向我变为外邦葡萄树的坏枝子呢？
It tells us a very important message.
这里告诉我们一个非常重要的信息。
If we are not careful,
如果我们不小心的话，
we can turn from noble to alien.
我们会从上等的变成的这个外邦的。
And then, of course, aliens cannot enter the kingdom of God.
当然，外邦的就没有办法进入这神的国度。
You know, in our lifetime in the true church.
那我们在真耶稣教会里面。
So many years we have been planted in the church.
那很多信徒都是被栽种在这个教会里面。
Sometimes you can see, a few of them.Have become alien.
但是我们有时候会看到有几个会变成外邦的。
Physically, they are alive.
在肉体上，他们还是活着的。
Spiritually, they have become alien.
但是在灵性上，他们成为了外邦的。
That is very painful, isn't it?
这是一个非常不幸的事件。
We had three evangelical services in Canonical Park.
那我们在前几年之前有
a few days ago,
在前几天之前有这个我们在卡洛克萨西亚教会有举开这个灵恩布道会。
And the first one we talk about was physical, spiritual, and eternal life.
那第一晚我们在讨论的是这个灵性的跟肉体的跟灵性的还有。
肉体灵性以永远生命
跟永远的生命
three kinds
有三个
three kinds of life
有三种不同的人生
生命
生命
we are planted with this physical body
我们在肉体上我们是被栽种的
because we are plantedIs possessed during water baptism. We are planted in the likeness of the death of Jesus. That is water baptism.
那我们在受洗的时候
Paul tells us.
保罗告诉我们，我们在受洗的时候，我们是借由这个神的这个形象，主耶稣的形象来栽种在这个洗礼当中。
And then, of course, we become.A plant in the garden of God.
那我们就在这个神的花园里成为了一个树。
This is very different. After being planted, after being cleansed, we have this spiritual life.
当我们被洗净了，我们就有这个属灵的这个生命。
Before a person is planted, is cleansed by the blood of Jesus during water baptism, he is only with physical life. Physical life only.
在这个一个人他没有经过这个受洗而被栽种的时候，他只是拥有了这个肉体
的生命
的生命。
Oh, that is very important because to recognize. But after we have been planted, we have the spiritual life.
但是等到我们借由这个洗礼在栽种了，在这个神的花园里，我们就有了这个属灵的生命。
What does it mean?
这个意思是什么
Being spiritual, having spiritual life, what does it mean?
有这个属灵的生命意思是什么
It means without sins.
意思就是没有罪。
No sins equals life.
没有信等于这个生命。
Because the wages of sins is death.
因为如果没有生命的话意思。
The wages of sin is death.
因为这个罪的工价就是死。
So after we've been baptized,
所以我们在被受洗之后
we are no more alien.
我们已经不再属于外邦的
because we are reconciled with God.
因为我们与神和好了
That means sins cleansed.
意思就是我们的罪已经被洗净
Spiritual life given.
我们属灵的生命已经拥有了
So not after we have been plundered, we are not just with physical life, but with spiritual life.
我们被栽种了以后，除了有属灵的生命，我们也有，我们除了有身体上的生命之外，我们也有这个属灵的生命。
But if we want to enter into eternal life eventually,
但是如果我们要进入这个永生
，we must make sure our spiritual life is maintained when we are still alive physically.
那我们一定要知道说。我们要时常的 在努力的追求这个属灵的生命，
保守、保持、
保持这个属灵的生命。
When we are with physical life,
就是即使我们还在、
我们还有属肉体生命的时候，
当我们还属有这个肉体的生命的时候
，we must maintain the spiritual life.
我们一定要保持这个属灵的生命。
That is, we are.Leading a life of holiness.
那意思就是我们要过着一个圣洁的生活。
This is called spiritual life.
这个意思，这个就是属灵的生命。
This is called after water baptism. It's called spiritual resurrection.
在受洗
，That's the meaning.
受洗之后，我们就是会成拥有这个属灵的生命。
After water baptism, we are spiritually resurrected.
那在受洗之后，我们在灵性上我们就复活了。
That is spiritual life.
这个就是属灵的生命。
This is a noble vine.
这是一个上等的葡萄树。
If we cannot maintain this noble status,
如果我们不能够持续这个上等的名分
，there will be no eternal life.
在我们生命里面就，
生命里面 ，we will not have eternal life in the future.
我们就没有这个永恒的生命。
So we got to understand physical life, spiritual life, eternal life.
这个就是这三点：这肉体的生命、属灵的生命，跟最后的永生，
永远的生命，
跟永远的生命。
They are not the same.
他们是不一样的。
But they all three must be available.
但是三个都一定要拥有。
But in order to attain eternal life, our physical life, our spiritual life must be noble.
那要得到这永远的生命，我们的肉体的生命跟属灵的生命一定要是上等的。
Otherwise, we will not receive eternal life.
不然的话，我们就不会拥有这个永远的生命。
But salvation is just not the soul, not just the soul.
这个救恩并不是只是
soul,
救这个灵魂。
It's not true.
这不是真的。
Because salvation is only of the soul, then it's not salvation.
如果救恩只是救这个灵魂的话，这个救恩就不是真的。
Because Paul tells us.
因为保罗这样告诉我们。
We all know, right?
我们应该都知道。
Paul says, our body must be redeemed. Body, the physical body must be redeemed.
保罗说，这个肉体一定要被赎回。
This is in Romans, isn't it?
这是在罗马书
的书的书啊 ，Romans chapter 8啊，
罗马书第八章。
Verse 23，
第八章23节。
罗
马书八章23节。
You can see the last part. We are waiting for the redemption of our body. 后半段。
这里后半段这里讲说，乃是我们的身体得赎。
That is what we are waiting for.
那我们在等的是什么？
这就是我们要等的。
这就是我们要等的。
Redemption of the body.
就让我们的身体能够得赎。
So this physical body is important.
所以这个。肉体是非常的重要的。
身体the body is very important. Without this body,
没有这个身体的话
，there's no spiritual life.
我们就没有属灵的生命。
Of course, there will be no eternal life.
当然也就没有永恒的生命。
This kind of knowledge must be clear, then we know we can maintain our spiritual, holy, noble status in the eyes of God.
我们要了解这个，这样子我们就可以持续的来持续我们这个上等的这个名分。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
So salvation is only given to a noble vine.
所以救恩只给那上等的葡萄树。
Eternal life is only given to eternal life. Noble vine, Eternal life.
永恒的生命只赐给予那上等的葡萄树。
When the Lord comes again, we will be saved. When the Lord comes again, we will be delivered into salvation.
那当主耶稣再来的时候，我们就会被他拯救。
What does it mean?
这个意思是什么？
Not just the soul.
并不是只是灵魂而已。
It is body, soul, and spirit.
是这个肉体跟灵魂。
灵魂体。How do we know? Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Chapter 5 verse 23.
第五章二十三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。在我主耶稣基督降临的时候，完全无可指摘。
You see, salvation is not just the soul.
所以救恩并不是只是救灵，这个魂。
It's not just the body.
也不是只是身子。
It is three: spirit, soul, and body.
这是三个，是灵魂、身子。
This is very noble in the eyes of God.
这在神的眼中是上等的。
What is spirit?
灵是什么？
It's a spirit given to Adam, you know, during God breathing, and it is the same spirit given to us when we are born into this world.
当这个灵赐给这亚当的时候，跟我们
吹一口气的时候，
在吹一口气的时候，跟我们所得到的这个圣灵是一样的。
No. It's the same as.After we have been given birth, we have the spirit in us.
那就是在我们出生之后跟我们所得到的灵是一样的。
It's not the Holy Spirit at all.
这不是圣灵。
Because spirit is to make us give us life, give us physical life.
因为灵是要让我们的这个肉体能够有生命。
And before sinning, before Adam sinned, that is spiritual life, of course, included.
那在亚当犯罪之前，当然他也拥有这个属灵的生命。
But after sinning,
但是在他犯罪之后
，spiritual life is gone.
他的属灵的生命就没有了。
So the spirit in us is created by God during birth. During birth.
所以在我们出生的时候，我们的灵就被神所创造。
But this spirit is not reconciled with God, of course.
但是这个灵并没有跟神和好。
What is the body?
那这身子是什么？
Body is very clear, it's a physical one you can touch.
身子很简单，就是我们可以碰得到的东西。
But when the Lord comes again,
但是当主耶稣再来的时候，
all the dead bodies will come back to life.
那些已死去的身体就会再重新的复活。
And those who are saved will be transformed into spiritual bodies for salvation.
那些被得救的就会转变成为灵体，然后被拯救。
The soul must be saved as well.
这个魂也一定要被拯救。
You may ask, what is the soul? You may ask, what is the soul?
那你也许会问说，什么是魂呢？
Bible, the answer can be found in the Bible.
那答案可以。在这个圣经里面得到。
If you have time to look at many verses, the soul enables us to feel the have emotion, to have, you know, recognition.
那魂呢，可以让我们有感觉，让我们可以碰触到东西。
Recognition, 认知认识。
也可以认知，可以来认识。
Oh, this is the power given to us by God.
这是神所给予的能力。
It's the power of the soul that we sometimes become sad and cry. This is what the Bible tells us.
这是魂的能力，使我们会。
Emotions
会有这个
会笑会哭吧？
会笑会哭，会有感觉。
And it's the same power that is given to us. We can recognize in the heavenly kingdom.
那也是有这个同样的能力，让我们能够来认知这个天国跟地狱。
No, in the heavenly kingdom, we can recognize each other.
那在天国的时候，我们可以互相认识对方。
This is the power of the soul.
这是这个
recognition
魂的能力。
This power, this capability, actually is created by God.
这个能力是由神所创造的。
That is what it says in Genesis. When the dead body is there, Adam is dead body after creation is the dead body, right? And God breathed into him, he became a living soul.
所以在创世纪的时候。当亚当被创造的时候，神吹了一口气，让他成为了一个有活的灵体。
活灵 ，living soul， 活魂，活魂，魂。
有一个，他让他成为一个活魂。
哦、oh, ，eventually dead body， you know， initially dead body， right？
他一开始是一个死掉的身体。
So the body and the soul and the spirit must be saved together。
所以灵魂体三个都要一起被拯救。
When the Lord comes again,
当主耶稣再来的时候
，Some of us are still alive, possibly.
也许在我们当中有人还会活着。
We don't have to go through physical death.
我们不会经过这个肉体的死亡。
We'll be transformed.
我们会被
改变 ，to become spiritual bodies，
成为属灵的身体。
And then we'll meet the Almighty God in heaven.
那我们就会。在天上与神再次见面。
But the condition is we must be a noble vine now.
但是前提是我们一定现在就要成为这个上等的葡萄树。
Condition.
这是条件。
We must be a noble vine.
我们一定要成为上等的葡萄树。
Noble vine means we must lead and maintain a spiritual life.
上等的葡萄树的意思就是我们要持续的有这个上等的。这个属灵的生命。
Okay, without this spiritual life,
如果没有这个属灵的生命
，we will not have eternal life.
我们就没有永恒的生命。
So we have to maintain our noble status.
所以我们要持续的这个上等的这个
属灵的生命。
这个属灵的生命。
That's why God asked this question. Why have you turned to be an alien vine? That means you're not leading a spiritual life.
所以在神为什么神才在这里问说，为什么你们要成为外邦的葡萄树呢？
That means you don't have spiritual life.
因为你们没有。
That means
意思就是你们没有属灵的生命。
That means you're not leading a holy life.
意思就是你们没有过着圣洁的生活。
So let us be clear. Physical life.Must be accompanied by spiritual life.
所以这个属灵的，
我们要认清楚。
我们要认清楚这个
physical life must be accompanied by spiritual life.
这个肉体的生命一定要跟属灵的生命有在一起。
Oh, and then we have eternal life.
这样子我们才可以有永恒的生命。
This is a noble vine.
这是一个上等的葡萄树。
So let's come back to Jeremiah.
我们再看回来。耶利米书
To be a noble vine, fine, we have to have some other conditions according to this chapter.
那在成为上等的葡萄树，我们要有一些先决的条件，在这一章也有讲到。
From verses 1 to 3,
从第一节到第三节
The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord.I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness to the Lord, the first fruits of his increase. And all that devour him were offend. disaster will come upon them, says the Lord. What does these three? What do these three verses tell us?
这三节告诉我们什么呢？
The three verses spell out a very important message.
这三节告诉我们一个非常重要的讯息。
And without this, we cannot be a noble vine.
没有这个的话，我们就不能成为上等的葡萄树。
What is the main word in these three verses?
这个讯息是什么呢？
The main word, 重要的字。
这个重要的字是什么呢？
Love.
就是爱。
God actually, reminded the people of Judah.
这个神他亲自的来提醒这个犹大的这个的主的支派。
南朝犹大国
吗？南朝的犹大国。
All these people. In other words, God said, "I remember your love towards me."
就是他讲说，我记得你所给我的爱。
And then Israel was holy. Verse 3, Israel was holy. That's referred to the people in Judah, not the northern kingdom.
那时以色列归主为圣，他意思就是在讲这个犹大国，而不是以色列国。
Was holy to the Lord.
他们是以耶和华为圣。
So they were of love.
那他们是用爱。
有爱。
他们是有爱。
They were of holiness.
他们也有圣洁。
These two, wow, touched God so much.
这两点感动，非常感动的神。
So in addition to love, there's another word, holiness.
那除了爱之外，也有这个圣洁。
In actual fact, love must include holiness. That's why I said there's one word.
因为有了爱，就一定会有圣洁。这是所以我才说这个一个重要的字就只有一个字。
Love must include holiness.
爱一定会拥有圣洁。
But love is no sins.
因为爱并没有犯罪。
Love is no fear. 没有。
爱也没有这个胆怯。
Is it not what Song of Song tells us?
这不是这个
雅歌
告诉我们的吗？
We had been studying Song of Song with the TTP students.
那我们有跟这个神学生一起来查考这个雅歌。
One of the messages is we must make sure the banner above us is love.
那其中有一个就是在讲说，这个神的这个
其中一个信息，
这个信息在我。
One of the messages we must have the banner of love, 爱旗在我头上。
有这个爱旗在我们头上。
Look at songs.
我们来看雅歌。
Song of Songs, chapter 2,
雅歌第二章
verse 4,
雅歌第二章第四节
He has brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me is love. 第四节
四章
二章四节，
第二章第四节，他带我入席宴所，以爱为旗在我以上。
A very beautiful verse.
这是一个非常美好的经节。
Because the Almighty God has brought me to the banqueting house.
因为这个主神他带我进入这个宴所。
What is this banqueting house?
这个宴所是什么呢？
It's the church, the garden of God, where we should find noble vine.
就是教会，就是神的花园，在这里我们可以看到上等的葡萄树。
And then, look at this. Above our head, what do you see?
再来，接下来就是以爱为旗。
我们的头上有什么？ What do we see above our heads?
那我们在我们的头上看到什么呢？
A banner, 一个旗。
一个旗，
and on the banner is written the word love.
在这个旗上面写着爱。
Banner is usually with two poles, right? Big maybe canvas or whatever above our head, love.
那旗通常会有两根棍子把它架上去，那中间这里就写着爱。
Love is so important.
爱是非常重要的。
If without love,
如果没有爱
we cannot be noble.
我们就不能成为上等。
So a noble vine must make sure there is a banner of love above his head.
所以要成为上等的葡萄树，一定要有这个爱围棋在我们的头上。
Love, as I mentioned, means no sins.
爱就是没有罪。
No fear.
没有胆怯。
No sins will be no fear.
没有罪就是没有胆怯。
And love is God.
爱也是神。
So God is above us.
所以神在我们的头上。
If God is above us, how can we not be noble?
如果神在我们的头上，我们怎么能不成为上等呢？
This is wonderful, isn't it? So, come back to Jeremiah chapter 2.
我们再看回来耶利米书第二章。
So the first three verses emphasizes love.
所以前三节在这里就是强调这个爱。
So at the time, God loved the people of Judah so much.
在那个时候，神非常爱这个以色列国。
And the people of Judah also love God so much.
那以色列这个犹大国也非常的爱神。
And then you see people who try to disturb or devour them, God say this is an offense. 神说，如果有其他人要把他们攻打。Wow, 吃掉，神说这是一种冒犯。Defend is an offense. That to devour him will offend.
那凡吞吃他的，必算为有罪。
That means to God, you say, oh, you cannot do it to my people Judah because I love them, they love me.
所以在神眼中，他的其他国是不能做什么的，因为神爱他们，他们也爱神。
If they did anything wrong to the people of God.Disaster will come upon them.
因为如果他们做了，如果这些敌军做了哪一些不好的事情，灾祸必临到他们。
So to be a noble vine, the first thing is love.
所以要成为上等的葡萄树，第一点就是要有爱。
Leading a holy spiritual life.
要过着一个圣洁的生活。
This is very important.
这是一个很重要的一点。
Look at verses 4, 5, and 6.
我们再来看四五六节。
Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. That is Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 4, and verse 5.
第五节。
Thus says the Lord, What injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and have become idolaters?6.
第六节。
Neither did they say, Where is the Lord who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and pits, through a land of drought and the shadow of death, through a land that no one crossed and where no one dwelt? From this, we can see a number of questions.
那在这里我们可以看到有好几个问题。
Verse 5 is a big question, long question.
第五节这里是一个很长的问题。
Verse 6 even a longer question from God.
那第六节是一个更长的问题。
What happened to the people of Judah?
那这个犹大国的百姓发生了什么事情呢?
They forgot that love mentioned from verses 1 to 3.
他们忘了这个在一到三节所提起的爱。
Therefore,What did they do?
所以他们做了什么呢?
From verses 4, 5, 6, what is the main message?
那这个四五六节的重点在哪里呢?
It is they forsook God.
意思就是他们忘记了神。
They worship idols.
他们拜偶像。
Forsaking God is definitely naturally to be followed by worshiping idols.
当忘了神之后，很自然的，他们就会开始拜偶像。
You might think, how can it be? When you forget God, how can you be worshiping idols?
那我们也许会想说，为什么他们会忘记神
？Today,
我们也许会，我们会问我们自己，为什么会忘记神？为什么会拜偶像呢
？No. After we have forgotten God, why we are deemed considered as worshipping idols. Why?
当我们忘记神的时候，为什么我们会被称为是拜偶像呢？
认为、oh. Why?
为什么呢？
If you look at verse 5,
我们来看第五节。
What injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and have become idolaters?
你们的列祖见我有什么不义，竟远离我，随从虚无的神，自己成为虚妄的呢？
Here you can see, forsaking God would be followed by following idols.
这里有讲说，远离了神，随就会随从虚无的神。
In English is idols. The original word it means futility, something useful, vanities. Idols, original version means something useless, futile, futilities or vanities.
那在这个原文里面，是讲这个虚无的神是
idols 啊，偶像。
这个偶像就是这个就是这个虚无的神，
虚无的东西。
虚无的东西。
What are the futilities?
那这虚无的东西是什么呢？
Anything that doesn't last forever is futile.
那就是它东西不能
任何一样东西，
任何一样东西不能一直拥有的，就是这个
不能够永远长存，
不能够永远长存的就是偶像。
It's futile.
就是虚无的。
So if we love things of the world more than God.
如果我们爱世上的东西更胜于神，
actually we are worshipping idols.
那意思就是我们在拜偶像。
It's true.
这是真的。
If we have this in mind, then it seems that we have sometimes we are so far away from being a noble vine.
如果我们有这样子的心，我们
这样的看法，
这样子的看法，
这样的认知啊，
这样子的认知，我们就跟上等的这个，那我们就远，就跟这个上等的葡萄树非常的远离。
不像啊，不像养上的葡萄。So, we have to examine ourselves.
所以我们要检查自己。
It's not just using an idol, worshipping idols. That means worshipping idols. Or no, using incense and worshipping idols. That is, we don't do that.TGC members don't do that.
那我们这个真耶稣教会的信徒不会真的去这个拜这个偶像。
拜偶像不是只是这个了哦。It's not, it doesn't mean that.
拜偶像不是只是
不是 it's not pointing to that. Doesn't mean that.
并不是意思是指这样子。
Because we don't worship idols, we worship idols using incense. Do we? TGC members don't do that.
因为我们并不会拿着香来拜偶像。
But unconsciously, whether we like it or not, God says,We can worship idols.
但是
if you're not careful,
我们 也许有时候会自己会不知道我们自己。
神说我们会拜偶像。
神说我们会拜偶像。
Jesus said very clearly.
耶稣跟我们这样讲。
Those who do not, you know, love me more than your fathers, your mothers, your children, etc., you cannot, you're not qualified to be my disciples.
如果你不爱我，
主耶稣说，
主耶稣说，如果你不爱我更胜于爱你的父亲、你的母亲跟你的家人，这样子。你就是
不配做我的门徒，
就不配做我的门徒。
If we are not qualified to be his disciples, how can we be noble vine?
如果我们不配做神主耶稣的门徒，我们怎么可以成为上等的葡萄树呢？
To be qualified to be disciples of Jesus, we have to love Jesus more than everything, including my wife, my children, my parents, everything in the world.
要成为耶稣的门徒，我们一定要爱神更胜于我们世上所有的事情。
This is very noble.
这是一个非常。
If we can do this,
如果我们能够这样子
做， God will love us more. God will take care of all of us within the family.
神就会更爱我们，他会亲自的来带领我们，来度过所有的事情。
Family members, you will take care of our family members. We have, you know, this is very true.
他也会照顾我们一家人。
Many pastors in the world, they have experienced this.
这个所有的
in TJC, in through the church,
真耶稣的传道者，他们都。有体会到这个。
They actually have no time for their family members.
因为他们根本没有时间来照顾他们的家人。
And yet God takes care of their family members.
但是神亲自的来照顾他们的家人。
Because in their life, they are doing a noble task for the Lord.
因为 在他们的生命中，他们是做着一个非常上等的工作。
But this cannot be done just by full-time workers.
但是并不是只有这些传道者才可以做的。
Every single believer baptized in the name of Jesus must do the same.
只要由主耶稣圣名所受洗的门徒都可以做。
Everyone who is planted with the seed of highest quality must do the same.
那由那个上等的种子所栽种的都可以做。
So a pastor, a member who is not a pastor, is planted with the same seed of highest quality.
那不管是传道者或者是信徒，都是由上等的种子所栽种的。
We all are noble in the eyes of God.
我们在神的眼中都是上等。
So do not forsake God.
所以不要忘记神。
Forsaking. 不是忘记了，有 forsaking 哦。
不要离弃神。
If we forsake God, is it God will forsake us?
如果我们离弃神，神就会离弃我们。
If we forsake God, we will not be noble anymore.
我们如果离弃神，神就不会我们就不会再成为上等的名分。
If we forsake God, we will become alien.
我们如果离弃神，我们就会成为外邦的。
Alien cannot go to heaven.
外邦的不能进入这个天国。
So God in these four verses reminded them, "You love me so much." As in verse three, what happened to you?
所以在这几节，神告诉他们，你曾经那么爱我，你发生什么的事情
？This is to tell us as well. They ask us the same question to some people.
这个也是也是问我们同样的问题。
It's a reminder.
也是要来警戒我们，
提醒我们，
提醒我们。
So love must come first.
所以爱一定要先。
If we have love,
如果我们有爱
，then we will not forsake God.
我们就不会离弃神。
We will not love idols.
我们也不会敬拜这个偶像。
We 爱上偶像。
我们也不会爱上偶像。
Some people love football more than Sabbath day services. You know that.
那有一些人，他们爱这个美式足球更胜于来到教会。
True.
这是真的。
There's a brother who love, you know, well not one, many of them love football, you know, so on the Saturday, they'd rather watch football, you know, than attending services.
有一些信徒，他们因为太爱看这个美式足球，所以在星期六的时候，他们都是在电视前面看这些比赛，而不是来教会聚会。
Whether you like it or not, this kind of doing is actually loving idols more than God.
那他们
football becomes an idol.
这样子的话，这个美式足球在他们的心中就成为了一个偶像。
This brother before receiving the Holy Spirit actually was so much inclined to watching football.
那在有一个弟兄在他得圣灵之前，他一直的很喜欢看这个美式足球。
But after he received the Holy Spirit, he changed.
但是他得到圣灵之后，他改变了。
He said personally to us, he said, "Oh, whether I watch football or not, it's not important anymore."
他自己
very, very powerful change.
他自己也亲身体验，说，他自从得圣灵之后，美式足球在他来讲已经不重要了。
So you can see, we can become noble, more and more noble by the power of God.
所以我们可以借着神的能力。让我们自己能够成为更上等的葡萄树。
Therefore, the second message that we have been mentioning is we must get rid of idols in our life so that we can be a noble vine and maintain to be a noble vine.
所以第二个讯息告诉我们的就是我们要离弃这个偶像，让我们的生命能够成为圣洁，让我们成为上等的葡萄树。
In a country I know, when we have convocations,The whole church would take days off, 3 days, 4 days off to attend convocations.
那我知道的一个国家，在他们在举开这个灵恩会的时候，他们会请假来参加这个教会的聚会。
3 to 4 days.
至少3-4天。
Oh, that was very, very noble.
这是一个非常上等的。
But some people, you know, they can spend. Recently, there's a couple. He spent 6 weeks cruising.
那有一个夫妻，他们花了六个礼拜在做这个做这个游船。
I think it's more than six. I can't remember. It's about 8 weeks or it's more than 2 months. I think it's more than 2 months.
我记得应该是超过两个月的时间。
Wow! I said, how much money you spend?
那我就问他们说，你花总共花了多少钱？
嗯 ，quite a lot.
他们说，嗯，蛮多的。
It's about 20,000 pounds.
差不多2万英镑。
This is a lot. About 30,000 US dollars at least, isn't it?
差不多是3万块的美金。
2 months cruising. I said, what did you gain?
那两个月就是一直游船。那我问他们，你们得到了什么
？Not very much.
他们说没有很多。
I said, why did you go?
那我就问他们，你们为什么去呢
？Influenced by people.
他们就说被别人影响。
Good, good. This is worth it.
他们别人跟他们讲说，这是非常有价值可以去的。
If we're not careful,
如果我们不小心的话
，we can spend time and energy on things which are not very noble.
我们会花时间跟精力在那不上等的地方上。
If not careful, during cruising or some people can become alien.
那如果我们不小心的话，我们会成为那外邦的葡萄树。
Some people during cruising holidays become alien.
那如果他们在年会的时候
，cruise， 在离有船河的时候，什么是不是有船啊？会犯罪了。
他们在游船的时候会犯罪
，become alien，
会成为这个外邦的。
They are not noble anymore.
他们。
不上等，
不会成为上等。
It's very sad, isn't it?
这是一个非常。
So, we must. Very sad. If
这是一个非常不幸的事件。
Oh, not unfortunate, very sad, very 伤哦，很伤心的事。If people going on holiday, they become people, you know, aliens. Is it not very painful and sorrowful?
那如果我们去有人去度假，然后变成了罪人，那不是很可悲吗？
哦、noble being alien is very painful.
由上等的变为外邦的是非常痛苦的。
Oh, so make sure we love God. The band of love is above us.
所以我们要有这个爱的旗在我们的头上。
And then we must not forsake God.
那我们也不要离弃神。
We must not worship idols.
我们也不要拜偶像。
Oh, let us understand, worshiping idols is not just physical, you know.
拜偶像并不是只是这个这个肉体上在拜这个偶像。
Oh, it is our loving the world more than God is worshiping idols.
是爱这个世界更胜于神，就是拜偶像。
If we can do this too, I think we can be noble.
如果我们能够做这两点，我们就可以成为上等。
Of course, maybe we can study further next time.
那我们在下一次有机会可以再更加的来学习。
But one thing I think we should do is to work hard for God.
那我们可以做的是，我们要为神来多做工。
Attending services, of course, wonderful.
来参加聚会当然是很好的。
I think we have to think about actively preaching to more people.
那我们要想想如何能够来主动的来跟其他人来传扬福音。
During the convocation in Kanoka Park Church.
那我在肯诺加教会的年会有跟大家提起。
And a church 5 years ago only 20 members.
一个教会20年前差不多五年前只有20个人。
Now, today more than 200.
那今天有超过200个信徒
，100 are students，
100个是这个宗教教育的学生。
Oh, what happened？
所以这发生了什么事情
？Oh, this whole church is a preaching church。
这整个教会是一个传道的教会。
Starting for 20-odd people，
至少有20个人。
从20多个人开始 ，starting from。
从20个人开始。
Oh, they。Began to pray very hard.
他们开始 非常迫切的祷告。
And every Sabbath,
每一个这个
groups of people going out to preach.
每一个人都
不同的小组啊，出去派传福音，
都会出去传福音。
And other different groups going to do visiting to seekers, weak members.
那有一些人会出去来来
groups,
来
不同的小组 ，three in the groups all the time, three in the groups.
每三个为一组来去来看信徒，来探访信徒。
And then a group staying at the church.
那有一组是会留在教会
，because they don't know how to preach.
因为他们不晓得怎么来传道。
They don't know how to do visiting.
他们不晓得怎么来访道。
And then they don't have the Holy Spirit.
那他们也没有这个圣灵。
So they would arrange somebody to teach them.
那就有人来教导他们。
Every Sabbath, though, every Sabbath.
每一个安息日。
Because the services start, the service will start about 9:30 in the morning, in the church.
那这个教会在九点半就会开始聚会。
And everything would finish about 1:30, or not more than 2 p.m.
那差不多在一点半的时候会结束。
Then they have got these few hours left on the Sabbath.
那还有几个小时的时间，剩下的时间在这个安息日的时候。
They started doing this kind of work. 5 years ago, now more than 200 people.
所以在五年前，他们开始做这样的事情，现在就有超过200个信徒。
The chapel is too small.
那这个会堂就太小了。
Because it can only accommodate about 100 people.
因为那个会堂只可以差不多有100个人坐在里面。
可以容纳哦。And then 100 children, they have got to have their art classes outside the building, under trees.
那这些重要教育的学生。就要在这个会堂的外面的树下来上课。
By God's grace, possibly a church building will be a bigger one or will be erected to accommodate 250 people.
那因为神的恩典，有可能他们可以
this year,
可以买到一间可以容纳至少200个人的一个
to build a church building,
要来建造这个至少有200个人的这个会堂。
And because of this, many other churches they follow this example.
因为这样子。其他的教会都以他们为榜样。
So within since 1995,
从1995年开始
，in this country we have got 40 churches and prayer houses now.
我们差不多有40个教会跟祈祷所。
Many thousand members.
有很多超过好几千的信徒。
Why?
为什么
？Because many brothers and sisters they become very noble.
因为很多兄弟姐妹，他们成为上等的葡萄树。
They pray more.
他们祷告。
They read the Bible more.
他们读经。
They work more.
他们为神工作。
They love God more than any other thing.
他们爱神更胜于任何事情。
They preach more.
他们也出去传道。
No wonder the church is becoming more and more noble.
难怪这个教会会慢慢的认。变成上等。
Thank God, Garden Grove Church has been here for many years. I don't know how many years, 30 years.
感谢神，园林教会已经成立了30年。
And from here, we have got different churches built.
那从这里，我们有分支了好几个教会。
This should be continued, cannot stop.
这应该是要持续的，而不是应该要停止的。
This is very wonderful.
这是很好的。
So that we can truly be noble eventually.
让我们都能够成为，有一天都能够成为上等的葡萄树。
So that we can truly meet in the heavenly kingdom with abundant works to be displayed to God.
让我们在天上都有一天能够一起跟神来同样一起见面。
交账。
来交账。
But we must ask God to help us open the door to Him.To come into us, otherwise you cannot be noble.
那我们要求神来为我们开门，让我们能够有这个机会能够
开我们的门，心门，
开我们的心门。
So that we can be noble. Let's sing 437.
一起来唱诗437首。
437.